All right. Now, inside the tire of the car is the inner... inside the tire.
In the tube.
Okay. If they had just built a boat and are going to put it in the water, you say they're going to...
I mean, they're just going to put it in the water?
Uh-huh. Say it's the first time.
It's the first time they're going to put it in to swell it up.
Okay.
Keep it from leaking.
Do what?
That keeps them leaking after they get to water. See, most boats is, you know, it's made with, you know, it seams down through there. And after you put it in the water, it swells up and gets tight.
And that'll keep it?
That'll keep it from sinking.
All right, what about this? What kind of boat would you go fishing in on a small lake?
Well, you don't want to go in a little boat now.
Okay.
Because they're lighter.
How about before?
Well, before they start making these later boats, you had to go in a wood boat.
Okay.
You know, a lot of wood.
Do they have a round bottom or?
No, or they're, what you might call, oblong, I reckon they'd be long going anyway.
Okay.
They'd be kind of wide in the middle, but on each end would be kind of narrow.
Okay. Yeah. Did you have a special name for a boat, depending on whether they had a round bottom or a flat bottom?
I've never seen a boat head around bottom.
Okay.
Most of all the boats I've seen that had the long leaves in them, each end, go from one end back to the other.
All right, what about a wooden boat that you had oars with? Did you have a name for that?
Yeah, it had to have paddles.
Right. Did you have a special name for that boat, though, if you had to paddle it? Remember what you called it?
I had a special name for what now?
A boat that you had to...
Oh, a paddle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you have a name for that
bird? Oh, well, it was they called it canoe sometimes. Okay. Called it canoe or just a boat. And of course, you'd have to paddle it, you know.
Did you remember anybody calling it a rowboat?
Rowboat, yeah, that's true. Okay. I read
Is that. There anything about that that would make it different from any others?
No, just the different names for the same thing.
Okay. Now, all right, go on. If you're going to the next town around here, and I said, will you be home today? You might say, no, I'm
going visiting.
Okay.
Or I'll be out of town.
Right.
I'll be away from home.
Okay. Now, if somebody was talking about, say they were going to, get a piece of cake, and I was sitting here, and you know, this person said, I'm going in there and get a piece of cake. I might be wondering if I
should ask you, did you have a piece?
All right, before that is, all right, suppose you were the one, suppose you were over at a friend's house, and you had seen this cake sitting in there, and you thought, boy, that cake looks good. And he said, well, I'm going in there and get me some cake. You might wonder about it to yourself. You might think, well,
I'm out of my place going in there.
Okay. And then you might wonder if there were two or three other people in the room. You might wonder if what?
They might wonder because I'm going back there to get me a piece of cake.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just a visitor there too.
Yeah. But I mean, say they are too, you might wonder what about them.
I wouldn't know what they think about me going back there, but unless they thought I was very familiar with the house.
Uh-huh. Right now, if you were wondering about them, you know, as to whether they were going to have some cake, you might say, I wonder if they
would want a piece.
Right. Or you might think to yourself, well, I'm just gonna sit around a minute, wait and see if they do what.
Go back and get them a piece.
Okay.
Just